नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट 13। भूयो नमः सद्वीर्जिना चिदे सताम असभावयालिका सत्वा मूर्धये पुंसाम पुना परमहंस्या आश्रमे व्यवस्थितानां अनुमृग्या दाशुषे भूया नमस विर्जिनच्छिदसत्ताम् असम्भवा Kila Sattva Murtaye Pumsam Punak Paramahamsa Ashrame Vyavastitanam Anumrigya Dashuse Bhuya Nama Sadvirjina chide tsatam Asambhavaya likila tsatva murtaye Pumsam puna paramahamsya ashrame Vyavastitanam anumrigya dasyuse Bhuyo namasad virjina chida satam Asambhavaya kila sattva murtaye Pumsam punak paramahamsya ashrame Vyavastitanam anumrigya dashuse Matajis. Sadvijana chide satam Om Sampuna Paramahamsa Ashrame. Booyah. Again, Nama, my obeisances. Sat, of the devotees or the pious. Brijina, distresses. Chide, the liberator. Asatam, of the atheists. The non-devotee demons. Asabhavaya, cessation of further unhappiness. Akila, complete. Sattva, goodness. Murtaye, unto the personality. Pumsam, of the transcendentalists. Puna, again. Paramahamsye, the highest stage of spiritual perfection. Ashrame, in the status. Vyavastitanam, particularly situated. Anumrigya, the destination. Dasushe, one who delivers. Translation. I again offer my respectful obeisances under the form of complete existence and transcendence, who is the liberator of the pious devotees from all distresses and the destroyer of the further advances in atheistic temperament of the non-devotee demons. For the transcendentalists who are situated in the topmost spiritual perfection, he grants their specific destinations. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Sri Krishna is the complete form of all existence, both material and spiritual. Akila means complete, or that which is not kila, inferior. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, there are two kinds of nature. Prakriti, namely the material nature, and the spiritual nature, or the external and internal potencies of the Lord. The material nature is called upara, or inferior, and the spiritual nature is called superior, or transcendental. Therefore, the form of the Lord is not of the inferior material nature. He is complete transcendence, and he is Murti, or having transcendental form. The less intelligent men who are unaware of his transcendental form describe him as impersonal Brahman. Brahman is simply the rays of his transcendental body, Yasya Prabha. The devotees who are aware of his transcendental form render him service. Therefore, the Lord also reciprocates by his causeless mercy and thus delivers his devotees from all distresses. The pious men who follow the rulings of the Vedas are also dear to him, and therefore the pious men of this world are also protected by him. The impious and non-devotees are against the principles of the Vedas, and so such persons are always hampered from making advances in their nefarious activities. Some of them, who are specifically favored by the Lord, are killed by him personally, as in the cases of Ravana, Hiranyakasipu, and Kamsa. And thus such demons get salvation and are thereby checked from further progress in their demoniac activities. Just like a kind father in his favor upon the non... Either in his favor upon the devotees or his punishment of the demons, he is ever kind to everyone because he is the complete existence for all individual existence. The Paramahamsa stage of existence is the highest perfectional stage of spiritual values. According to Srimati Kunti Devi, the Lord is factually understood by the Paramahamsas only. as there is gradual realization of the transcendence from impersonal Brahman to localized Paramatma to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purushottama, Lord Krishna. Similarly, there is gradual promotion to one's situation in the spiritual life of sannyas. Kutichak, Bahudak, Paravijakacharya, and Paramahamsa are gradual progressive stages in the renounced order of life, sannyas. And Queen Kunti Devi, the mother of the Pandavas, has spoken about them in her prayers for Lord Krishna, Canto 1, Chapter 8. The Paramahamsa generally found among both the impersonalists and the devotees, but according to Srimad Bhagavatam, as clearly stated by Kunti Devi, pure bhakti yoga is understood by the Paramahamsas. And Kunti Devi has especially mentioned that the Lord descends, paritranaya sadhunam, especially toward bhakti yoga to the Paramahamsas. So ultimately the Paramahamsa, in the true sense of the term, are unalloyed devotees of the Lord. Srila Jiva Goswami has directly accepted that the highest destination is bhakti yoga, by which one accepts the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Those who accept the path of bhakti yoga are the factual Paramahamsas. Since the Lord is very kind to everyone, the impersonalists who accept bhakti as the means of merging in the existence of the Lord in his impersonal Brahma Jyoti are also awarded their desired destination. He has assured everyone in the Bhagavad Gita 4.11, Yayata mam prapadyante. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, there are two classes of Paramahamsas, namely the Brahmanandis, impersonalists, and the Premanandis, devotees, and both are awarded their desired destination. Although the Premanandis are more fortunate than the Brahmanandis, but both the Brahmanandis and the Premanandis are transcendentalists, and they have nothing to do with the inferior material nature full of the existential miseries of life. Bhuyo nama sad virjina chidasatam asambhavaya lika yakila sattva murtaye pumsam puna panamahamsye ashrame vyavastitanam anumrigya dashushe. I again offer my respectful obeisances unto the form of complete existence and transcendence, who is the liberator of the pious devotees from all distresses and a destroyer of further advances in atheistic temperament of the non-devotee demons. For the transcendentalists who are situated in the topmost spiritual perfection, he grants their specific destinations. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Kiranjana Shilakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So here, the description is given about the Premanandis and the Brahmanandis. Premanandis are the devotees of the Lord who engage in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, hearing, chanting, remembering, worshiping, serving, praying to the Lord. And the Brahmanandis, who are also, Srila Prabhupada states here, transcendentalists, are those who worship the Supreme Brahman. Krishna is known, his features are three. He is the light He is the Lord within the heart, and he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Brahmanandis who just meditate on the light and worship the light, their goal is to become one with the light, to merge in the light. But unfortunately, there's no activity in the Brahmajyoti, in that light. One has to return again, Srimad Bhagavatam tells us, Bhagavad Gita tells us, to this material world to engage in activities, because there is no activity in the Brahmajyoti, and the soul by nature is active, full of feeling, willing, thinking, feeling, and willing. So, because the soul is active by nature, the soul cannot stay eternally in the light and has to return back to this material world. But the Premanandis, who are engaged in the Lord's devotional service, their activity is unlimited, and they return to the spiritual abode. Both, Srila Prabhupada states, transcendentalists reach their desired goal, but we know that the devotees of the Lord, the Krishna Bhaktas, they are able to attain the divine abode of the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada in this purport quotes Queen Kunti from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 8. The prayers of Queen Kunti, so important, Srila Prabhupada made one literature called the Prayers of Queen Kunti. These prayers, Janmaisvarya Shuta Shri Edamana Marak Puman, that one who is attached to good birth, Janma, Aishvarya, wealth, Shruta, learning, Shri, beauty, becomes intoxicated, that our Krishna consciousness is for those, Queen Kunti says, who are materially exhausted, have had it with this material world. Too much disease, too many fires. I was talking with Judhakarma Prabhu that what's next? Locusts? They had one thing on the Facebook. One person was asking another, what happened? Did God run out of locusts? Because there's fire, there's hurricane, there's pestilence and incredible disease. And Queen Kunti prays, I wish these calamities would come again and again. Because when we're in this calamitous condition, we can always chant feelingly, Jai Radha Madhava. We can always chant the Hare Krishna mantra feelingly. When things are going very sweet, very nice, materially opulent, we sometimes forget what is the cause of all of this grandeur, that Krishna is the ultimate cause So Queen Kunti prays, let those calamities fall upon me again and again. The Pandavas were put in so many calamitous conditions. They didn't lament. They didn't become depressed or suicidal. They were prepared to deal with any situation that was given to them by the Lord. Can you imagine? Draupadi, she lost all five of her children. The Asvatam had killed her children in their sleep in the night. He thought it was Pandavas. And he committed such terrible, sinful activity. And Draupadi was childless because of this Asvatam, son of Dronacharya. And furthermore, Asvatam released the Brahmastra that he was taught, one of the most deadliest weapons of all time, nuclear weapon, to try to destroy the lineage of the Pandavas. Parikit was in the room of Uttara, whose husband was killed. What was his name? Uttara's husband. Huh? Abhimanyu. Son of Arjuna, a 16-year-old boy, was killed by the enemy, attacked, cornered by the Maharatis. But he had given Uttara, his wife, a child, Parikit. But in this Asvatam tried to kill by releasing the Brahmastra. But Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. Krishna protected Parikit and saved Uttara from the weapon, the Brahmastra, of this Asvatam. So Queen Kunti's prayers were directly after this incident. After this had taken place, Queen Kunti made these amazing prayers. Just as the water flows from the Ganga into the bigger reservoir of water, so let my mind flow at your lotus feet, Lord Krishna. Beautiful prayers of Queen Kunti. This should be our situation. Nowadays, we have been put in seemingly difficult times. The stores are closed, or at least you can't sit in a restaurant. We never sat in a restaurant, except Govinda's. You can't congregate. That hurts, because we are congregational preachers, some kirtan. You can't do so many things because of the disease that has been spread, the Brahmastra that was released, some people say, from China. The disease that was released and is making people all over the world materially suffer. But for the devotees, that, what do they say when the, one Sankirtan devotee once told me, Pragosh, when the going gets tough, the tough go out on Sankirtan. That when the, when things get difficult, we go out and preach. Because people are more ready. It's amazing, you'll be happy to know, somehow or other, in North America, for the month of August, this past month, we did better than last year by 6%. And for the year, we're only a few percent down, less than 10 for the entire year from last year. Last year was very carefree for the materialistic persons. Everyone was wallowing in their Janma, Aishwarya, Shuta, and Shri, their funds, their beauty, their wealth, their homes. And this year is much, much, much more difficult. But the Vaishnavs and the Vaishnavis have risen to the occasion. Somehow or other is wonderful. I'm sure Srila Prabhupada is so happy. Have risen to the occasion, and practically speaking, the preaching of Krishna consciousness, of distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, especially sets of books, Bhadra Purnima, sets of Bhagavatams and Chaitanya Charitamritas, has increased to the point this year of practically the same as last year. And now the leaders, they're not, oh, we did great. Oh, it's a miracle. The leaders are getting together. They've written to Savas Prabhu and Bhadra Narayan Maharaj and Vaisheshika Prabhu. Let's see how we could put it back on track and increase by 10%. This isn't a time for devotees to mourn or be melancholy. This is a time for devotees to rise up and give Krishna consciousness with renewed vigor and renewed energy. Just like Draupadi and Queen Kunti. They had lost so many of their relatives, but they were still making fervent prayers to the Lord and engaging in the Lord's service with redoubled strength. So this is our situation. This material world is in grave danger. It's not going to get better. As time goes on, things will, as Kali Yuga progresses, things will get worse. In our lifetime, maybe we will see locusts. I'm not hoping that in any way, shape, or form, but who knows? I'm not even sure what locusts are. Grasshoppers? so many plagues. Things are not getting better as Kali Yuga progresses. As Kali Yuga progresses, things are getting worse. So we should be prepared as Vaishnavs and Vaishnavis that yes, the material world's going to get darker. The material that you can barely some days see the sun because the smoke from the fires and the, what do you call, ash from the fires is raining from the sky. So many calamities. And these things will continue, but as Queen Kunti prayed, let those calamities come again and again so that we can fervently and feelingly pray to you, my Lord. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.